Good afternoon. I had Bracken read all those verses because I wanted to show you a theme in this chapter that is so significant. When Jesus identified himself with the Father, the Pharisees were already angry at him because he healed a guy on Sabbath. But then Jesus said something, the Father's working unto now, and therefore I'm working too, basically saying, it's the Father's idea. He said, I don't do anything on my own initiative, but I do whatever I see the Father doing. And so Jesus was saying, you be mad at me, this is your Father that who thought of this, who discarded the Sabbath rules, that believed that people were more important than the rules. And so when Jesus used the word Father, though they were already mad at him, then they decided they wanted to kill him because he called God his Father. The thing I like about that is that having said that, and Jesus obviously aware that they're angry and now they want to kill him, because they said, who are you to say that he's your Father, because that makes you think that you're like him. Jesus says the word Father 21 more times in the conversation. Jesus is not easily intimidated. And 21 more times. Because you have to remember, again, John 1:18, it says, no man has seen God at any time, the Father at any time, but Jesus has revealed him in detail. And so the Jews had this warped perspective of God as a judger, as a perfectionist, and that it was all about keeping rules, trying to sort of stair-step your way into his presence so that you could have favor by earning and doing right. And so God was always keeping score, always counting. And if it added up that you had done enough good things, then you might have nearness, you might have favor. If it didn't balance out that you did enough good things, then he won't. He could even judge. And so in this chapter, Jesus even says, look, the Father doesn't judge anyone. He said, he's given the judgment to me. And then, of course, the deal is when he said he's given the judgment to me, Jesus took all of our judgment on himself. He said, this is who the Father is. So he's trying to explain to them who their Father is, and that he's not some judge who's just counting, who's a perfectionist and in a bad mood all the time towards us because we don't get it perfect ever. So Jesus is emphasizing again, after saying Father and then them threatening to kill him, he says Father 21 more times. So those are the kind of things you pay attention to when you read scriptures, because there's a Holy Spirit trying to say something, emphasize something, and the emphasis of Jesus is about the Father. I'm revealing the truth about the Father. Another word that's used a lot in this section of scripture is the word to believe. Again and again, he uses the word believing. Again and again, he uses the word life. And several times he talks about being sent. Now, over 50 times in the Gospel of John, he uses that word being sent. He's the only place where that phrase is used again and again, because Jesus is wanting them to know that his whole life is about being sent, and he was sent to reveal the truth about God. Now, here's the deal. Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. And so every one of us in Christ continue that life of being sent. And the life that we're called to live is to reveal the truth about God. That's what godliness is. That's what Christ-likeness is, revealing the truth about him. But the thing I want to focus on that blesses me is, again, the idea that Jesus is revealing the Father. The word life is used again and again throughout this chapter, beginning particularly in verse 16 as he goes forward. The word life is used, or live, 9 different times. And the word believe is used 12 different times. So Jesus is saying this. The Father has sent me. He's even given me the authority to judge. And of course, he took all judgment on himself. He said, there's life in me. If you come to me, you will live. So the Father has sent me that you might have life, that you might live. Jesus even said that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And he says, you would think that there's a bunch of hoops you've got to jump through then, in light of the fact that God counts and that he's always judging your behavior. And if your behavior is good enough, then you deserve life. And if it isn't, you don't deserve life. And I don't mean by that physically living or dying, but the kind of life that Christ's promise, abundant life in Christ, liberated life, freedom, wholeness. What Jesus then reveals is that your Father, who sent me that you might have life, and I'm going to do everything necessary that you might have life, he says, all you have to do is believe. Because the other phrase that Jesus uses again and again in this section of Scripture over 12 different times is, voice heard my word, bore witness to you. I've come to bear witness for you to hear my voice about the truth about God, that he's come to do everything on your behalf that you can't do for yourself, to get yourself out of your position of spiritual death. And all you have to do is believe. Now, as a matter of fact, a couple of places that are pretty fascinating to me. Verse 23. Well, let's just start with verse 22. I've already mentioned it several times. For not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son. That blows away any theology the Jews had. Because that's basically, to them, all the Father did was judge. He says, in order that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. And he who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. And so the next verse says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes will have eternal life, will live. Jesus said, if you honor me, you honor the Father. If you don't honor me, you don't honor the Father, the one who sent me. How do you honor Jesus? The very next verse he said, to believe. If you want to honor God, then you honor him. It's not based on how much you do, not based on how much fasting you do, how much praying you do, how much witnessing you do, how much church attendance you do. All those things are the outflow of life. All those things happen because life is bubbling up inside of you. But they're all the consequence of a life that believes. Because when you believe, then you're tapping into, you're drawing from that life which is Christ. And then everything about you, your priorities, your desires, you want to pray, you want to fast, you want to tell people about salvation, about how to get healed, about how to have a better life, life more abundant in Christ. The other thing that he said is in verse 29. And they shall come forth, and those who did the good. Now, my Bible, the New American Standard, is the best in terms of accuracy, in terms of translation, the best. And this one says, and let me start verse 28. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs shall hear his voice, because the voice of Jesus carries life, and shall come forth, and those who did the good deeds to the resurrection of life, and those who committed the evil deeds to the resurrection of judgment. You say, well, Bishop, that sounds like a contradiction. I thought it wasn't about deeds. Well, the word deeds here is in italics, which means it's not supposed to be there. So the accurate translation is this. And they shall come forth, and those who did the good. He didn't say those who did good. He literally says, and those who did the good, they'll be raised to resurrection of life. And those who committed the evil to a resurrection of judgment. This is chapter 6, verse 28. The disciples say, they said to him, what shall we do that we may do the works of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Hebrews chapter 3 talks about the evil, unbelieving heart. God, the evil that results in people experiencing judgment, even eternal judgment, is that they didn't believe. That's, Jesus is saying to them, you think you have to earn. God sent me to let you know that you could have life as a gift. And you want to honor your Father? Then believe. But the worst evil that you can do, commit, is unbelief. Because the work he sent us, you to do, is to believe. That's the work, is to believe. And so when you hear these things like a word the Lord gave me yesterday when he said, you get to do the most important things. And I knew I was walking over here to minister to 6 or 7, maybe 10 people, sometimes more. And there have been times when I've had opportunity. I won't say privilege because this is just as much a privilege as that, where I've ministered to many thousands at one time. Karen's been there with me on a number of occasions. But that wasn't more important than this. Everything Jesus does has the same level of importance and significance. Everything. And so that's where Christians get deceived, because they keep thinking, I just want this small time living I'm living to stop, and I want to do awesome stuff. The most awesome thing you can do is believe in the next minute. Trust him in the next moment. Honor him. Because everything Jesus does, whether it's sitting around the campfire, having breakfast and telling stories with his disciples, or sitting before tens of thousands when he fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish. That wasn't more spiritual than when he was just talking to the gods. And so for me, well, I believe that. So if I come over here and for Eucharist one day and there's one person, or there's nobody shows up and it's just us guys who are doing it, am I going to believe, trust him, what he said to me, that I always get to do the most important things? And doing that with just us is as important as standing in front of a blind person, in front of tens of thousands of persons, and they get healed. We've been in meetings before where we would start meetings by calling people forth who were deaf. Deaf in one ear or deaf, people would bring them, and we'd see them get healed as just a testimony to the crowd that they can believe. But is that more important than if we were just here? Jesus doesn't do anything unimportant. Everything he does carries the same weight of glory. Or if God given you a promise, then just believe. Get to do stuff? No, just believe. Has he said to you that you died to sin because you're in Christ and Christ isn't in bondage to those sin? Believe. You don't have to work harder. Do some spiritual calisthenics to get the victory. He says he is your victory. Believe. The whole Christian life, the just shall live, how? By faith. That's what honors him. And that's what Jesus was trying to say to them. God, your Father, 22 times he says his name. Father, 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 Father. Here's who your Father is. He didn't even judge. He gave it to me, and I took all the judgment. And he just wants you to have life. And that life is in me. There's life in me. So just believe. Honor him, honor me. You want to honor him? Then honor me by believing me. Because when you believe me, then you're trusting him who sent me. And that's what I want you to know, he said. That's how this works. I just think that's amazing. So when you leave here and you get delayed, not by your own fault, can you believe that your times are in his hands? Can you trust that he's ordering your steps? Are you going to be frustrated and dishonor him? You're going to get impatient and dishonor him? Or will you believe that it's now his story, not your story, and he's telling his story perfectly? If there are issues in your life about timing, will you believe? Again, that your times are in his hands? Will you believe that no matter what happens, he's good? He just wants us to believe him. Can you imagine how radical that was to these Jews? Because everything was about earning. Jesus comes along and says, nothing's about earning. It's just about believing. You want to honor your Father? Lord, we're trying to honor you by tithing enough and doing this enough and doing that enough. No, he says, you want to honor him? Then believe me. That's all you have to do. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.